Good evening, everyone. This is the Reverend Blake Ruby. Welcome to my show, The Church of the Soul's Evolution. It's a beautiful evening here in San Antonio. The sun has gone down, and over there in the distance, there's still some light on the horizon. The trees are still looking good with their green leaves, but autumn is here, and soon, in just a few days, it'll be winter, actually. And here in San Antonio, winters are, I would say, every year, on the average, begin approximately half of December and all the way until early March. Anyway, how have you been over the last week? Well, I hope I've been doing okay. I went to a Toastmasters Learning Institute this morning and got to mingle with about 55 people. Got a chance to talk, you know, when people were listening, and that's really good to develop one's leadership skills. And life can be a struggle sometimes. There's ups and downs. But what can one do but just keep on going, right? It's like singing a song. You make a little small mistake, you can't go back and start over again. You got to keep on going. And prayer. Prayer is the key to changing things. Yeah. Prayer. You pray for me, I'll pray for you, and watch God change things. It is that most wonderful time of the year, my friends. And we're really getting close to the Christmas days now. However, on television, there is even now a lot of shows dealing with Christmas, which is good. I like that. And one thing I was talking about today, and I've said it before, while there at the Learning Institute, I'm going to take a drink. I've said it before. We are stuck in a gap right here. It's a very precarious gap in our civilization regarding the future of mankind. How can I impress upon everyone listening just how people like you and me used to walk this earth at one time? They would live their days 24 hours a day, watch the sun rise and the sun set, feel the wind on their face, eat their food during the day, do everything a human being does. Although things were different back around Columbus's day, they didn't have any automobiles on the roads. They had carts, you know, drawn by horses. People used to walk to get to places. I can't remember when they had the first bicycle, but people just like you and I right now, human beings alive with a heartbeat, you know, with two eyes in their head and the brain, they used to believe the world was flat. Up until 1492, when Columbus sailed across the Atlantic Ocean and eventually proved that the world was not flat and one wouldn't fall off the edge of the earth, but instead the world was round and it actually rotated. Eventually they were to find that out as well. And that was the mindset back then. Hard to believe, isn't it? And then a short time after that, maybe 100 years or so, Copernicus, with his theories, eventually proved that the Earth, planet Earth, is not at the center of the universe, but instead revolves around our sun, and our sun and our solar system revolve around the Milky Way galaxy, and our Milky Way galaxy revolves around the center of the universe, where the Big Bang began, where it all began, where the creator of the universe started that ball rolling all those billions of years ago, when the universe began forming itself one solar system after another, and then one galaxy after another one. So many solar systems were packed into a galaxy, right? So here we are, and we don't even know there's life out there. I mean, we think there might be, but there's no concrete evidence. But my friends, I've said this before, in order to bridge the gap between belief and knowledge, we have to have faith. We have to look how people's lives are changed. For example, when they have a near-death experience, they say that they've met God or angels and gone to a realm of light, and they've seen their spirit, and the spirit popped out of their body, and they're hovering over the body and watching their body down below. Afterwards, their lives have changed, and that is evidence we can't ignore. We can't ignore that. We have to believe people. Yes, there are some charlatans out there doing things to make money, maybe get some fame, but the majority, my friends, let me emphasize that word, the majority are real. And people that have had contact with extraterrestrials, some who have been so-called abducted, you know, or unsolicited visitation, maybe. Again, their lives have changed. We can't ignore that. People who have had angels save them. The point I'm making is the truth is out there. It's waiting for us to seek it and find it. Roswell, 1947, just 2 years after World War II ended. There. And the evidence points towards it. Let me give you one example that a spaceship did crash near Roswell, and alien bodies were recovered by the Army and shipped to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. The man who recovered that wreckage initially, Major Jesse Marcel, who worked for the Army Air Force back then, I think it was, the 509th Bomber Company, you know, with the Enola Gay that dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima and then later Nagasaki. I don't know if that was Enola Gay or if it was another aircraft. Anyway, he recovered. He was sent when they heard that a flying saucer had crashed near Roswell. He was sent to investigate that, and he picked up a lot of the wreckage and brought it home. And his wife and his son looked at some of these pieces, metal that you would punch up, and it would spring back into its original form. And you could take a sledgehammer or a fire and try to burn it, but you couldn't make a mark on it. And then there was a beam, like a just a regular beam that had hieroglyphic kind of writings on it that was kind of purple in color, I think, as well as other pieces that later on they would say it was a weather balloon. Come on, give me a break. They treat us for, I don't want to say a bad word here, they treat us for fools, if you will. And I don't like using the word fool even, but we are kind of like sheep being led to the slaughterhouse. These people who are in charge, we have to rise up, my friends, in a good way. And so many people have been persecuted for what they believe in, the people that believed in Christ way back when. But after Roswell, the people that knew about it, they were told that if they leaked that information to anyone, they would be assassinated. No questions asked, just short and quick. You know, this bullet has your name on it, it's going to find you, kind of thing. And that was kind of swept underneath the rug. Let me tell you, the world would be a better place if we knew without a doubt that there is life out there in the universe. We wouldn't be engaged in all this petty conflict you see on television, fantasy violence in the movies, video games with fantasy violence. Thank God for the good people in this world, my friends. The lovers, the artists, the musicians, the family-oriented, decent, loving, generous, kind people who have helped us to survive over the years. Yes, there are bad people. I was talking with Doug about that at the beginning before I started the show tonight. I'm going to take a drink. There are the bad minority, roughly I would say 20%, 80% of the people are good. Those people I was telling you about. 20%, the bullies, the tyrants, the dictators, the murderers, the rapists, the abusers, the non-believers in God. I just saw a light in the sky. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, the truth has been hidden from us. Some say that we can't handle the truth. What about you, my friend? Can you handle the truth? Can you handle the truth that we are not alone in the universe? Would you freak out if you saw E.T. in your backyard with a spaceship? A being and beings from another civilization who have the technology to fly around the universe and explore solar systems just like in Star Trek. And they know about us. Why aren't they making contact? Because we're a very violent species, to put it very bluntly. Have we not had a lot of wars in our past? Were there ever any really good reasons for killing someone? No. There is no justification to take another person's life against their will. No justification. There's no justification to abort a baby either. When you think about it, killing a baby, for whatever reason, is wrong, plain and simple. Because you were a baby one time, my friend, and I was, developing in our mother's womb for 9 months. Just like It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Swaggart, we wouldn't be here today if we'd been aborted. And those spirits that were in that body, they go back to where they came from. Just like miscarriages, too. They're there in the spirit land. Could have a sister who was miscarried. Take a trip to heaven. She'd come up and hug you and say, I'm your sister. I died in our mother's tummy. I didn't know I had a sister. My mother had a miscarriage. But life elsewhere in the universe, bridge the gap between belief and knowledge, my friend. If all the life here on Earth happened by accident, right? Isn't it logical to assume that the same life here on Earth could happen by accident anywhere? And now we all know, everybody here on Earth knows that they're discovering more and more planets each day. We know there are other planets out there. That's no longer a problem. It's a no-brainer. The universe is full of planets. Every star up there in the evening sky is a solar system. If you get a good telescope and look at a star, like maybe a 200-power telescope, you'll see that it looks like a horseshoe formation. Those are the planets that are surrounding the sun there, revolving around that sun. Yet, it hasn't been recognized by science and astronomy. Isn't that amazing? That every star, which is really a sun in the evening sky, is a separate solar system. It's so far away that we can't make out the planet. So, therefore, people don't think too much about it. Roswell is really good evidence. And what's even more convincing to me, and it should be to you too, let me explain. Major Jesse Marcel, who was talking about, who recovered that material and later had to give it back and then was embarrassed by having to pose in front of a camera and pick up pieces of a weather balloon and say, it was just a weather balloon. We made a mistake. Our bad. Because General Ramey said he had to do it. Because they felt in their infinite wisdom that people couldn't handle the truth about a flying saucer being recovered. I wonder just how different Earth would be today if they had released that information with pictures of alien bodies in the newspaper and the crashed alien spacecraft, and maybe put it on display somewhere. Put those alien bodies in kind of like a solution, formaldehyde, you know, so we could have looked at them, seen these childlike little beings with big heads and spindly arms and legs, with big eyes. hey, they are real. They're really real. They didn't just make that up. You want to dissect it and find out for sure? You don't have to. It came from the Large Magellanic Cloud Galaxy, you know. Unfortunately, they hit some turbulence, you know, it was a thunderstorm. They got hit by lightning, maybe, or perhaps the atmosphere of planet Earth was too dense for them. The pilot might not have been too up to speed on the heavy atmosphere here on Earth. Lost control of the spacecraft and crashed. It happens all the time, actually. So Major Jesse Marcel, later, on his deathbed, my friends. And there's a video on YouTube where he says, yes, it was a cover-up. They told me not to tell the truth. So what more do you need? You think a man going to his deathbed would lie? No, my friends, if you think that, you're wrong. Plain and simple. We can't ignore the obvious. But people do. You have atheists, you know. Sometimes I think they're here to test us. They always take the opposite stance. You go to a party, you got a football game on the television. If you're a Cowboys fan, they're always going to take the other team, you know, because they enjoy that. Einstein knew it. He figured it out in his brain that the universe is teeming with life. Life is not the exception. It's the norm. Honestly, people, I would love to see E.T., and I know it might be a little bit rocky at first, and I might, you know, have that deer in the headlights stare. My heart would be racing, and hopefully I could take it, you know. That's a concern, you know, having a heart attack when you see that. And maybe that's another reason why they don't want to make contact with us, because we're people that get really scared, really frightened easily, you know. That's why we like, some people like watching these horror movies on television. And these terrible monsters on shows and movies. I tell you, give me a real life true story about somebody somewhere who had some experience that they can share with us that's valuable, that's interesting, that can teach us a lesson. Not some fantasy violence where somebody, you watch somebody get cut in half and the body falls down. I remember I saw that one time. Somebody got cut by a line, and it split them in half. And I heard somebody in the audience laugh over that. Are you kidding me? What kind of a person are you? You know, why do you want to look at fantasy? Why not reality? We need to be grounded in reality. You see on television all these movies about people who are shooting each other and blowing each other up, and there's bombs and all kinds of violence. But when we have an active shooter, oh my God, especially if you're around one, then you go running and you realize, hey, this stuff is for real. That's what's really happening, not the fantasy violence on television. You know, we live in a society, but they throw a lot of fantasy at us. And it's up to us to sort that and differentiate it with reality. It will behoove you to do that because you want to graduate from this existence with honors, my friend. Let me put it that way. What I'm saying is that this is a school. Planet Earth is not our home. It's a school of learning in the university of the universe, and we are spirit in the material world. We adopt these bodies, we're born into a baby, if you will. Our spirit and soul enters the baby. You can't remember that, can we? But it happened. It really did happen. You were a baby swimming around in your mother's womb for 9 months. 9 months. Not breathing air, breathing water. Pretty amazing technology, right? No, I'm just kidding. And then you came out of your mother's womb, took a deep breath, the doctor slapped you on the back, and off you were going, running. You hit the ground running, and here you are today. Some people will live just a few years, some longer, others maybe make it to 100 years old, God willing, if they're lucky. And what we learn here, we take with us. Just like in the movie Ghost, Patrick Swayze, all the love that you built up by helping people, by praying for people, by giving money to people, by being kind to people, performing random acts of kindness, all that will go with us when we pass away. It's evolving our soul. That's what it's doing. And I've said this before in other shows. I'm going to take a drink. You are a spirit. You have a spirit in your body. I guarantee that. Take it from the Reverend Blake Ruby. No doubt about it. 100% certain. Please believe me. That spirit one day is going to pop out. And you're going to look at yourself. And you're going to see that you're shining with a light. And you shine with a certain intensity of light commensurate with the level of spiritual development and evolution that you have. So, if you're an old soul, a mystic traveler, traveling around the universe, maybe going back to help people, because you should be going upward. In the universe, the categories of planets are numbered from 1 to 9, whereas number 1 is the lowest on the evolutionary scale, like planet Earth, and the number 9 is a planet out there like Thiouba. Check it out, Thiouba. Put it in your browser search and find out what Thiouba is. The Category 9 planet. It's a beautiful, close to heaven, as close to heaven in the physical universe as you will get, where the waters are pristine and pure and there's no pollution. The beings there are very evolved, and some of them have many, many past lives under their belt, and they're extremely intelligent, and their technology is some of the best in the universe, you know, and they can travel interdimensionally with their spacecraft, and they're just amazing beings, and they're out there, and they're looking at us. In fact, there's one race of extraterrestrials who has guardianship. Yes, my friend, guardianship over planet Earth, and they've intervened in our path before because that's what the universe does. It helps each other. You have the more advanced civilizations, they help the lower advanced civilizations. And that's what some souls do. They go back to help the lower evolve. Say, for example, you were living on a Category 9 planet, enjoying the reaps, the benefit of all your spiritual development, the reaping, the progress that you made by living on a beautiful planet. The animals don't eat each other. Everything's beautiful. Trees are 600 feet high. And there's love. There's just a lot of love there. They love each other. They adore each other. Why can't we do that? We should be able to do that. We're alive. We are alive, my friends. Don't you realize that? That you are alive? Some people might not be here tomorrow. 40,000 people a day die around this world, but we don't recognize it. Some might be frightened by it. Some people don't like to hear some subjects, but those are the younger souls. The older souls, they might have 200 past lives, and they shine with the light. You wait. When you pop out of your body, your spirit is going to shine. Actually, your soul is the one that shines with that light because it has a little spark of the creator of the universe, a little infinitesimal spark of light in your soul, kind of like in the middle of your brain. And it shines with the light. Now, anytime you develop yourself more spiritually, like like listening to my radio show or other shows on BBS radio or watching some really beautiful shows on television or going to see some really cool movies that don't have violence in them, then you're increasing your light. And increasing the light is where the action is. It's going to be hard. It will be hard to take that. You'll stand back and you'll feel like, wow, this is kind of frightening. But it will behoove you to do it because you don't want to return in your next life to a planet of a similar category of evolution, this planet Earth, where there's a lot of killing and war. Does anybody want to come back to a planet filled with war again? Oh, I don't think so. Maybe a younger soul, you know, some people who are mercenaries or, and, you know, politicians have started a lot of wars in the past. They're not the ones that go out to fight, you know. They don't go fight. They send people to fight. They're controlling us, you know, but things are getting better now than they were before. Back to what I was saying, you're going to shine when you pop out of your material body, your physical body, you're going to shine with a light. And I've said this before. Say, for example, you're born into this world. You already have 25 past lives. And then you're born, and just to say, to compare it to what kind of intensity of light in regard to a light bulb, say a 60-watt light bulb. Let's say you're born into this world with a soul that has a 60-watt light bulb intensity of light, in other words. And then you go through this life, and you live to be 81 years old, like my parents. You've done a lot of good things. You're a good person. You have a good heart. You help your family. You help the homeless person, on the street. You say good things. You avoid using vulgar language, which is not an intelligent thing to do, using vulgar language. And most of us pride ourselves on our intelligence, right? Right, right. And you live to be 81. Then you reach your expiration date. The mother and father God call you home. And you pop out of your body and you look at yourself. You were born into this world with a 60-watt intensity light bulb soul, so to speak. Now you reach 100 watts of intensity. And you're going to notice that all the spirits around you, especially the more advanced and older souls like Jesus and the disciples and the patriarchs of the Bible, people that lived on earth for centuries, throughout the centuries, from different cultures, they're all going to be there in that world of light over there in that distance, because the spirit is made of light energy. It's made of electrons, my friend. Can I take a drink? You are, in essence, a being of light inside a physical body. And you're here to increase your light, the intensity of your light. Like I said, it's hard, and it hurts, and it's scary. But you do it anyway, because, you know what? Who cares what other people think? Ultimately, they're not going to follow you to the grave, so to speak, or even if you get cremated. Am I right? One has to walk alone. Walking alone, being yourself, being independent. Yes, excuse me, if I can drink. We need each other. And we help each other. But ultimately, you have free will. And we are here not only to develop spiritually, but to exercise our free will. And so it goes. We go to the spirit land, that world of light over there in the distance. We return there because that's where we came from. And you spend some time there enjoying the beauty, getting involved in the activities. It's a world on fire, if you will. But fire is just another form of light. And our spirits, since our spirits are made of light energy, we are beings of light. We can live in a fire kind of environment. In the physical universe, that's what you have. You have fire all over the place. Different balls of fire out there, shining in the nighttime, in fire. But you can live in fire. The spirit lives in fire because it's made of light energy. And light energy is the same thing as fire. If you were to go down, down, down below the surface of the earth to a place called hell or God's jail, there are lava beds down there of fire for the bad people that need some serious rehabilitation, people who were so-called evil. And don't you know, there are some really evil people on earth. Unfortunately, yes, that's the way it is, especially on a planet of a Category 1 environment. Earth is not our home. This is a very difficult place to live. We are in a world where competition reigns. Have you noticed? Competition between animals. We're not at the top of the food chain. There are 1,001 ways to die from Mother Nature. Getting struck by lightning, dying in an earthquake, or a tornado, or a hurricane, or a tsunami, or a wildfire. There's a lot of different ways. You can get eaten by animals. You can get killed by a poisonous snake or a poisonous spider. There are plants that are dangerous. Poison ivy. There's all kinds of danger out there because that is the nature of this planet. It's a school of learning to help us develop our light. When all this stuff is pushing against you and coming down on you and is burdening you and it's a heavy weight on your shoulders, that's when you hear that call of the soul, kind of like the call of the wild. Take out your Bible, you read something, maybe your Quran, you say a prayer. You watch a good movie about love, and nature, and God. Set yourself right. You listen to Blake's show, and your light will increase a little bit, an infinitesimal piece that it will all contribute to when, on that day, you reach your expiration date and you pop out of your body, your light will shine with a brighter intensity than it did when you were first born into this world. When you existed before that, in the pre-existence, as a spirit, when you become a pure spirit, you shed this body just like an old coat, then, and I will too, then you will see what it's all about. The memory of universal knowledge will come back to you. There'll be a remembering as you go to this world on fire. Over there in the distance, you'll see beautiful mountains and valleys and trees, the trees of life filled with delicious fruit that we can eat as a spirit. It's an amazing thing. But yes, we can. There are no bodily fluids. There are no, you know, emptying our bowels kind of thing, which is amazing. But you can't eat when you get to heaven. Isn't that incredible? And the water there, you can drink the water. You can swim in it. You can get down below the surface. You can see above you, but you're not dead, so to speak. I mean, you haven't drowned. It's just a spirit. You're a pure spirit, and you can see the different colors throughout the water and to see the surface of the water up above, but you exist because it's different there. And all the roadways paved in gold and chariots running down these roadways driven by angels, and these are like anti-gravity vehicles, you know. They press a button and the thing goes, and it goes fast and faster. And you hop on, you go to the different places in the borderlands of heaven, or you might want to go to the city. But in order to get to the city, you have to be more spiritually developed than, say, the average inhabitant of heaven, citizen of heaven. because not everybody shines with the same intensity of light. And if you want to be around the throne room, get into the city with the wall all around it and the pearly gates and angels everywhere. Like I said, there'll be a remembering of angels, and they're cool. You know, they're like your best friends. They know all about you. Telepathy is the universal language, and you'll be communicating telepathically there in heaven. Go inside the city, and at the center of the city is the throne room of the Mother and Father God, which sits up above the land. And when you get into their presence, unless you are sufficiently, even though you've made it to heaven, and not everyone does, you know, like I said, there's another place where people can go, and ghosts, you know, they walk the surface of the earth, people who died suddenly and violently. But there, in heaven, in front of the throne room of the Mother and Father God and Jesus who died on the cross, and the patriarchs of the Bible and the disciples and people, like I said, from all different cultures who have developed themselves spiritually, old souls that have lived other lives on other planets throughout the universe, it's a great reunion. And the atmosphere is joyful, and there's happiness, and there's love. They love each other. We should be loving each other here, but we don't always, right? But there, unless you are sufficiently developed, you won't be able to withstand the glory and the brilliance of the light emanating from the Mother and Father God. And some spirits, like Jesus, he comes up to you, he'd be shining. I mean, it'd be so bright, even though the eyes of the spirit can withhold, can behold and withstand that brilliance. It is not possible for all the citizens of heaven to do that, and they have to continue to learn. The learning continues in heaven, my friends. And they eat the fruit from the tree of life, and they smell the leaves of the nations from the trees, and that strengthens them and adds to their light so they can withstand that glory and brilliance that washes over. It will wash over you like a hurricane force wind. Unless you are sufficiently developed, you won't be able to withstand it. I'm telling you, being there in the proximity of the throne with the Mother and Father God, their light is brighter than the sun. But elsewhere around heaven, people are walking around and there's homes and mansions. And if you want to create a home, you can, just by thinking about it. Thought is the key to initiate things in heaven, in that world. Whereas action here on earth, you want to build a house, you got to get all the stuff, put it together, you know, so on. There it's different. And there are activities all the time. There are feasts, tables adorned with beautiful silverware and precious jewels everywhere, of course, especially in the city, on the walls. And they eat fruit, they eat vegetables, they eat bread there. I don't think they eat meat or fish, but I could be wrong. And, there's a dog coming out. Goldie, come on, then. Could you turn the light on, please? Yeah, Goldie, one of our dogs just came out. And now I'm getting close to my 6:39, so. Goldie is an American Pit Bull Terrier, and she's getting old. She's in her last phase of life, so to speak. She's been such a beautiful dog, sleeping with us on our bed at night, very loving, loves to lick your face. An incredible dog, very unique and independent, strong, fast runner, and she could jump back in her day, jump 6 feet high into the air. Hold on. All right, bear with me here just a minute or so. She's come inside, but the door's open. I want to close the door, but she's in the way drinking water, so give me a few more seconds, please. Yeah. we got a patio back here, and the dogs, we've got two dogs, and they come through the patio, get into the backyard, and that's where they do their thing, you know. It's good for those who drink water. She's drinking a lot of water right now. It's good. So, getting back to heaven, and it's so beautiful there. You know, there's no sun in the sky because it's right there on the sun. Hold on just a second. Be right back. Now, you might be wondering, is that truly heaven, the sun? There's so many stars and suns up there, but they're indigenous to the civilizations that live in that solar system. These humanoid beings, they're gray-skinned or blue-skinned, small, tall, different shaped and colored eyes. They're indigenous to that solar system. That solar system has a sun. But really, it's a spirit world. And so for our solar system, the sun is our spirit world for human beings. That sun over there might be the spirit world for, say, maybe a race of blue-skinned Arcturians or the Palladians, other kinds of human beings, you know, or just the gray-skinned, the grays, or beings like that. There's so many. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of different species out there, my friends, out there, indeed. And so, talking about the spirit world, that world on fire, like I said, we are spirits. And our spirits are made of light energy, billions of electrons, and we can live in fire. That's where we came from. We were born on a sun. Maybe not this one, depending on if you're an old soul and been traveling around the universe. Maybe with 25, 30, 40 past lives under your belt. Trying to become a co-creator god, like our mother and father god, who, like us, through the process of reincarnation, living on other planets before in the past, rose up in their evolution. And that's what we're doing. We're kind of following in their footsteps. We can't be the creator of the universe, who is a huge, huge energy field out there, a being, kind of like an electric being in a huge, enormous energy field. Either there or everywhere. Everything exists thanks to the creative universe. But co-creator gods was part of the plan to proliferate the growth of the universe and satisfy the need of the supreme creator. Growth. Is there anything greater than growth, my friends? We were babies one time, and now look at us. We're standing up. I don't remember when I was a baby, but we were. I'm going to take a drink. Every time I finish my show, I feel, you know, after having talked about this information, some people consider it taboo or too esoteric. I feel like I'm scared, in a way, to talk about this because it's not your average conversation, you know. Some people, there's not too many people like me. I'm sure you would agree. Although I can't say that for certain, I would guess that maybe 1% of the people on Earth say the things like I do. But I say that in a humble way, you know, because humility is important also in your spiritual development. My goal is to graduate, if you will, from this school of learning in the University of the Universe with a degree in how to love our fellow human being, how to live an exemplary life, how to be in contact with the creator of your soul and your spirit, your mother and father God, and the creator of the universe, how to realize that you have at least one angel and one spirit guide that are with you all the time. So, by all means, my friends, don't worry about the stuff that you feel afterwards. You go to bed, you wake up in the morning, and you've forgotten all about it. No problem, right? Keep on keeping on developing spiritually. Don't you know tomorrow's not guaranteed? You are a co-creator God in the making. I know that you like to do things your own way. And that's all right. I understand. But you have to understand also, you have to realize that I have learned everything I know from other people, from reading books and talking with people that they drink. And you can learn from me. Isn't that fair? Now, you might not believe in everything I say. You're entitled to your opinion, just like I'm entitled to mine. But I'm 71 years old, and I've learned a lot. And I wouldn't want to lead you down the wrong road. Like I said, we are alive. You know, we're staying alive on this planet. And I've heard so many people that have had near-death experiences say, I'm not afraid of dying. Now I know. I know where I'm going. I know what it's going to be like. It's going to be beautiful. You know, it'd be the best thing that you ever felt multiplied by at least 100 times. I don't want to give a number way out there, you know, super exaggerate, but it's an awesome feeling that happens when you realize you're a pure spirit and no longer tethered to a physical body. This body is serving a purpose, and it's not to be, how shall I say, abused or discounted. It's a wonderful gift. Remember that song by Electric Light Orchestra? It's a beautiful thing, and you don't want to waste it. It's an amazing thing. It's alive. You have a heart that's beating independently of your will. You've got a brain that functions better than the fastest computer. The best technology here on Earth is like a vulgar mechanism in comparison to the human brain. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, just like the Bible says. We are spirits in the material world. I'm not trying to be too morbid. You know, I want to continue to live. Let me put it that way. And I don't want to live as long as I can, because every day is a gift. But I know also that there's a lot of war going on, and has been a lot of war, in the past here on Earth. And another war could break out tomorrow. And things like 9/11 still go on every day. And you see it on the news, hundreds and hundreds of people getting killed for whatever reason, you know, fighting through natural disasters. And if you can imagine this, you know how you fight fire? You don't fight fire with fire, right? You fight fire with water. The water of love. How do you deal with all this killing and war that's going on? You talk about stuff like this, like I talk about. You talk about the spirit. You talk about heaven. From what I've learned, there's a few really good books on heaven, what to expect. Paradise, the Holy City, and the Glory of the Throne is the best book I've ever read on heaven. If you're interested, Paradise, the Glory of the Throne. How's that? It's Paradise. The Glory of the Throne. Oh, I forget. There's one other title in there. But if you put it in your search for the Paradise. I've got the book over here. Hold on. Be right back. Paradise, the Holy City, and the Glory of the Throne. The best book about heaven that you'll ever read. Like I said, there's activities going on there. There are lectures, there's speeches, there are concerts, musical concerts. All the great people that have lived on Earth, they give speeches there. They're talking in front of thousands and thousands of redeemed people. Everyone is learning, growing, developing. The growth doesn't stop when you get to heaven. And all of this, all this growth that we achieve is filtered and goes back to the Creator and helps the Creator grow. That was the wonderful plan the Creator had in the very beginning when the physical universe didn't exist. Only the Spirit, the Creator, and darkness and silence. And then the universe began forming itself, the physical universe. So besides it growing with the planets and the suns, also we were part of the plan, sentient beings. In other words, the first force of the universe that the Creator utilized was the force that created all the suns and the planets and the moons. The second force was the force that created all the plant and animal life. The third force was the force that created all the sentient beings, like human beings, and like the Arcturians and the Palladians and the Greys, all different variations of humanoid, basically. Sentient beings, my friends. And the fourth force, the last force, is the force that put that infinitesimal spark of the Creator's light, into the soul, your soul. It fired up your soul, that little spark of light. And every sentient being has a soul with a spark of light in it. And some civilizations have been in existence for hundreds of millions of years, even before the Milky Way galaxy was formed. So, you know, they've been around. I'm going to take a drink. And I wouldn't mind meeting one of them before I die. That would be good. Because I'm like you. I want to put my hand on something. I want to see it with my own eyes. And there have been a lot of people that have had contact with these extraterrestrials. They say that currently there are like 50 to 60 species that are visiting Earth or have visited Earth in the past. There is a documentary on YouTube, I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's called Unacknowledged. I guarantee you, if you watch that video and it's free, Unacknowledged, it will convince you, in my opinion, without a shadow of a doubt, that they are out there and they know about us, they know we exist, and they're concerned. They're concerned about, you know, if we're going to destroy ourselves. When we invented the atomic bomb, they said, well, the children have found the matches, you know. Oh, no. Hopefully, it'll turn out for the best. Let's pray that it does, you know, because there are thousands of nuclear bombs in the world. I don't mean to scare you or frighten you, and I don't want my talking about it to make things any worse, but the reality is they exist, and it's important for us to value each and every day and continue developing spiritually and growing in our soul's evolution or evolving our souls. And that's what we need to do. We're here on Earth to develop ourselves spiritually. No other reason. No other reason, period. We're not here to make money, to raise a family. Yeah, I mean, we do that because we have to survive, but that's not the main reason we're here. The main reason we're here is to develop ourselves spiritually and evolve our souls. I know this is scary stuff. I'm scaring myself talking about it. But you know what? I figure I can't prove it. I'm an old soul. And some of you out there listening, I know you're old souls too. There are young souls and there are intermediate souls. I don't know exactly what differentiates them Exactly, I don't know that, but I would say a young soul probably has anywhere from 1 to 10 past lives, intermediate anywhere from 10 to 30, and an old soul 30 lives, past lives or more. And how you react to information like this will depend on what kind of a soul you are. An advanced soul, an old soul, will relate to what I'm saying and maybe know something more that I don't. But it's like when you listen to music and you like some music over other kinds of music, you want to listen to your music, not that music. The same with the information that I'm putting out. But it's beneficial for everybody, even young souls. Don't you have that feeling, that call of the soul, like the call of the wild, you know, where a wolf will howl? Don't you feel that need to get back to the source, to have that wonderful, incredible feeling of being a pure spirit? I think, Doug, did you say something? But don't get me wrong, my friends. Tomorrow's another day. And remember, all this stuff that I'm talking about is kind of like to counter all the war and killing. It's kind of like not fire against fire, it's fire against water. So that's one reason I do it. So here's a quick prayer. Creator of the universe, you're awesome. You're wonderful. We love you. Thank you for your love. You know everything. You're omnipotent too. Please bless us all here on planet Earth. Help us to survive, to learn to love each other, to grow and develop ourselves spiritually, and evolve to get to a planet of a higher category of evolution. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you next week. I love you. Bye-bye.